consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalyn Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
You know, maybe what we can do is I'm going to open the records and the Akashic records. And what I'd really like to share is, since we're talking about the five core pillars of inner health, and David has his specific kind pillars, it's probably not what you commonly may think it is, because everybody has their different things, but perhaps I can share a little bit about, because the question I get often is, you look so busy. How do you have all this energy to do what you do and like continue showing up? Like, sometimes people are like, I'm exhausted looking, just like watching. And the truth is, because here's the thing, you know, sometimes my post this morning was kind of about that. And I'm going to share with you exactly how I keep my energy literally, like, I'm not faking it. Okay. There's no faking it with me. So I'm going to share with you exactly what I do on a physical level, what I do on an emotional level, mental level, spiritual level, to help me have the energetic capacity that I do and be as magnetic as I am. Okay. And I don't say that in a conceited way. It's the truth. I teach people how to be magnetic. This morning, my post was all about that you oftentimes people try to sell transformation, but they themselves have not embodied it. So what happens when you're trying to sell transformation that you yourself haven't embodied, it backfires. Okay, so for example, I know there's people who are like trying to sell that, hey, I can help you find that love relationship, or I can help you make more money. But in truth and in reality is they themselves haven't created those results. They're promising others. And people feel that, right? It might not be like, there might be like this sense of like, I don't quite know why, but I can't put my finger on it, but something about this person, I something feels off, right? And so I know this is like, I've worked with people like this and I've actually fired them because number one, they're not coachable. When I call them out and say, that's not, you can't be trying to put on workshops on how to manifest more money when you're in debt. Like when you're not creating that for yourself yet. Now, if you had created that for yourself, you know, and now like you can see your process, you can help you, you've had results with your clients as well. And you know, you're selling that. Yeah. People feel that to be the truth because you've embodied it. And so it makes sense. It's so easy. It's integrated. But there I've seen people who try to sell to manifest more money when they themselves haven't. And I just say that is one of my biggest pet peeves because that is not in integrity, okay? And I think that's the biggest, it's one of my core values and it's one of the biggest things that I think people like this give the coaching industry such a bad name. I remember when I was just starting out with as a self-love coach, like I was, well, not quite yet, actually, was when I was still a registered psychologist in private practice. And, you know, okay, there was so much ego here. You know, I was like, oh my God, am I going to actually demote myself to be a coach? You know, I didn't know very much about the coaching world at this point in time. And it kind of scared me because I just, number one, I didn't really know about like the coaching world, but also I had heard about some people, you know, because it's not regulated, I had heard about some people not having integrity and, you know, just selling just to sell and make money, but not actually being, what I'll say, ethical about it, right? Unfortunately, in the world of coaching, there really isn't a code of ethics. And so whereas as a registered psychologist, there's a huge code of ethics. And, you know, I was chatting with some girlfriends the other day who are in the coaching industry as well, and who also have a therapist background and understand it really well. You know, it's just like, whoo, we see it. We can see right through people who, you can see the difference between people who are embodied in their integrity, who follow, perhaps they've created a code of ethics for themselves or for their, you know, business, which I think is really important, and how you're going to practice to make sure you're staying in integrity and being out of integrity and running with from a place of ego. Whew, we can smell that, right? And it's really sad when people are really just unaware of these people who are, I'm going to say, taking advantage of them. So I'm very, very protective about this industry in terms of like, make sure, and this is why, like, you see me, I will have like passionate posts about staying true to who you are, staying true to continuing doing the inner work, right? We all need it in inner work. Okay. It's like, you don't just all of a sudden stop doing the inner work because you have a master's in coaching or psychology, or you have a doctorate. No. Okay. Those are just like, yes, you have more knowledge, but it doesn't mean you're infallible, right? And indestructible. More than anything, we need to continue doing our inner work because it's our sacred responsibility as we hold space for our clients to come into that next level. And when we don't have that capacity ourselves, because we ourselves haven't continued doing inner work and continue expanding and building that capacity inside, it shows, right? It really does show. One time, I'm going to be really raw here. I had a client who is not coachable. So I call those clients nightmare clients. And this client came to me and was telling me that they couldn't, number one, they're a practice client. So clients who were not paying them or not paying them very much. Just decided to stop coaching with them. And so because I used to supervise student therapists, you know, I could see what was happening. I could see it was because they themselves had not, they looked really good on paper, but they themselves had not continued and was not continuing to do the inner work, right? And so when you don't have that capacity to hold space in an energetic way, and really strong in your foundational concepts, right? What happens is the clients, you don't know how to carry your clients through in the transformation. That's why this person was not, first of all, it was clear they weren't looking at themselves and projecting onto me when I tried to share this with them. But it was also like, that's like based on results, that's what's happening. Right. And so this is why I preach about the critical importance. And you all know it's my obsession to continue doing the inner work, the spiritual work, because there's always another level. Right. We want to get to a place where we can be in the seat of our soul and be observing, be understanding, watch our ego, because we all have ego, right? But watch it. Don't let our inner child drive the bus. That is so important. And you know, you can hear, you've been listening to me, you've been following me for a while, you know I'm pretty transparent about my own shit in a way that supports my audience to learn from my own shit so that you start to reflect on yourself, right? And so, you know, it's like we all have blind spots. And my belief is that as we continue to evolve, we get less, and we have less and less and less blind spots because we continue to expand, right? And I don't know if we ever rid ourselves of blind spots, to be honest. This is why it's so important to be coached, to go for therapy, right? Whatever that is, like to continue doing the work. For me, it's been really magical. And if you follow Manifestation Babe, Catherine Zankina, she also preaches about the most powerful shifts for her after seeing a business coach, after doing some mindset work with a coach, is the shamanic work. And I freaking agree. I just graduated from my second year of shamanic practitioner. And I will say, you know, it's not just the one thing. I really believe it's the alchemy, right? I continue to do my inner work on working my beliefs, somatic healing, energy work, spiritual work. And part of that huge spiritual work has been the shamanic healing, understanding the shamanic. So what is shamanism? So to me, everybody might have a different definition, but to me, why I felt so called to take shamanism was because it's like, to me, it's like humans, the study of human psychology infused with spirit. And understanding how these two integrated can really quantum leap your results. You are connecting in more. The teachings that I have learned and I study with are the Toltec teachings. And it's like we connect with our dreamer self, so that you can think more about that as your high self, right? Your dreamer self, the part of you that continues to dream and is out of the, we'll say, 3D world, okay? I always say if the dream's in you, it's for you. And then it's not such a sexy word, but it's called stalker, okay? It's a part of us that actually brings our dream and physicalizes it into reality, right? It's the manifestation. So I'm a very strong stalker, as you can see, based on results, right? And so, you know, being in shamanism, it was really cultivating, harnessing my ability to dream more and like dream of what's like what I never ever thought was possible, and get more bold and get more unapologetic about that dreaming, and then like get bold and unapologetic about taking action. You guys always hear me say, take aligned action. Like feel the fear, because courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is like feel the fear and go for it. Take that aligned action, do it anyway. And then as you continue taking action, what happens is, that fear dissolves. What's initially really, really, really fucking uncomfortable becomes a little less uncomfortable, and then a little less, and then just comfortable, and then your new normal, right? So then you're over here. You have a new normal because you've embodied this new level version of yourself. And so it's like being really... like what I always like to say is lean into the triggers, lean into the fear, because there is a breakthrough and that's where your medicine is. So many of us avoid the triggers. We don't want to look at them. What's going to happen is that it's unfortunately going to keep showing up in all these different ways. in relationships and situations, whether it's in personal life or your professional life, until you look at it and deal with it head on. There's a reason things continue to show up the way they show up. And if you don't like it, you have the power to change it. You're not a victim to your circumstances. You have sovereignty. You know, take on the responsibility, radical, personal, and spiritual responsibility. Life is always happening for you and through you. So even if something is undesirable, look at it and go, what's the gift in this? I mean, honor your feelings. That's really important, right? Honor your feelings in the situation. You might be angry. You might be resentful. You might feel anxious, whatever those quote unquote negative but healthy emotions are, honor them. And then calm your nervous system. Breath work is often very helpful, right? The quickest way to shift things is through your breath. And that's the work I do with my clients. It's somatic healing. I'm certified in an approach called Hikomi. And what it means is, how do I stand in relationship with myself? And how do I stand in relationship with others? Because we're always in those relationships. And so it's a combination of neuroscience, psychology, and spirituality. It's the quickest way in how I help people shift their subconscious beliefs, because our beliefs are all stored on a cellular level, right? And so being able to really hone in, take a breath, and expand, you can literally shift things. That, I mean, you still have to process in terms of what is going on, right? Because inner child is trying to run the bus, drive the bus. We don't want that. We want your empowered, sovereign self to be driving the bus. So some things to think about, okay? So the importance of embodiment is key to your success. That's a huge part of why I honestly am not tired. I don't get exhausted. I can do a lot of things, okay? And the other pieces, it's also really important to take sacred rest. I used to be a hardcore type A, very masculine. If you've heard my story before, back in 2008, I got into bodybuilding for all the wrong reasons. On the outside, everything looked quote unquote perfect, just like my quote unquote perfect fitness model physique, okay, at the time. And so, you know, I would just start private practice as a psychologist. I was a second degree black belt and a role model to kids, teens, and adults in karate. And Dan and I were like newlyweds, right? So everything was, you know, paper, picture perfect, but I was crumbling inside. I was crumbling inside. I was struggling with disordered eating, binge eating, right? And so really, if we look at that on a deeper level, I had not known myself yet. I had not met myself truly yet. I did not love myself. I got to where I got to because I was valued in my doingness. I believed that if I hit all these success markers, you know, my status, my titles, how much money I was making, things like that, that I made it, that I should be happy. And on the outside, I was surfacey was, but deeply, I was not. Right? And so again, I think you're really hearing the message really needs to be about coming home to yourself. Continue doing the inner work. Continue doing that shadow work. Loving your inner child boldly and unapologetically. You know, you can do all these quote unquote self-care things, taking a bath, going for walks, exercising, but that's not going to get to the core. It's not going to get to the core until you actually mentally take yourself there. Okay, my loves, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my morning routine for success and for energy. So We'll do that after we get back from commercial, but I really want you to tune in and reflect on what I shared so far.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
Are you feeling maxed out working one-on-one with clients and you're deeply desiring to scale your business for more time freedom without sacrificing your income, but rather expanding it? Many of my clients who are light workers, healers, practitioners, and even coaches, they're often multi-modality, are coming to me because they are sick and tired of working with clients on a one-off session model where the clients are coming in on a as-need basis. Or if they're selling packages, they are selling them in the sense of buy five, get one free, or the greater the number of sessions, the greater the discount. The problem with this is it's still a dollar for hours business model. And so that leaves the practitioner feeling really exhausted and overwhelmed from having to put so much time, effort, and energy in finding new clients that they're not operating in their most elevated self with their current clients. And so if this is you, I would love to share with you that it's time to elevate your business and scale it to sell high ticket one-on-one programs or even group programs. This will allow you to have more deeper impacts because you're raising your clients' results, you're scaling your business, and you're having that time freedom you deeply are yearning for. If this is resonating with you, love, I'd love to invite you to come on a soul business alignment call with me so that you can stop feeling like you're on this roller coaster ride and start to feel safe and stable and even having fun in your business and your finances. Please go to electrifymybusiness.com to apply and we'll hop on a call. I can't wait to connect.
If I could be you, you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, Vera. Welcome back, loves. All right. I was just about to post on social media a picture of me making a funny face and being like, the power of embodying your message and just living in embodiment is that even with tech difficulties like you have seen today with myself and my guests, we just had to reschedule. This is live TV, live show. That's just real life. And I'm not the one person to be like, well, okay, you know, I'm not going to take this opportunity. Of course I'm going to take this opportunity. If I can continue spreading my message, I will do that. And when you're deeply embodied in what you talk about, what you coach about, then it's not a big deal. It's not a problem. You should be. This is why I teach my clients. You should be able to this is how you sell transformation. We create a signature method. And in that method, you should be able to pull in from any points of your method to really talk about and share. So that's really important. Okay. I'm not about, rescheduling. Nope, we're going to make it happen. This is an opportunity to speak. Yeah. Which reminds me, I know I'm going to get to my morning routine to help you guys out, but this also happened and it really supported me in manifesting my next clients. So I went to, this would be in 2020 actually, before everything. And it was January. I was speaking at a very high vibrational, I went to go watch a friend speak at a high vibrational event. And it was out of town and I'm like, awesome, I'm so excited to watch this friend. And unfortunately this friend got sick and she couldn't make it. And the person running this event, and we're talking like fancy big hotel, like lots of conference tables around, I didn't count, probably around 200 people in the room at least, okay? And people traveling from all over. The person that was hosting this event was actually a newer client in my previous signature program, Client Attraction Academy. And she had let me know that our mutual friend couldn't make the talk. And I said, oh, what are you going to do? And she's like, well, I'm like hoping that somebody can fill in. And I'm looking at her and that was me. So I'm like, yeah, right. And so I had less than 24 hours notice. This was a 2-day event. And so luckily, of course I always bring my computer everywhere. So I already had a talk. This is why I teach my clients, have a signature talk as well that converts. All right. And so I already had my talk. If I had to go on stage, like in the next 5 minutes, I could have done it. All right. And if I didn't even have my PowerPoint, I could have gone on stage and done it. Just kind of like what I'm doing right now. Well, I didn't have a topic to talk about. I'm like, we were having David on. Right. But it's like, you just got to roll with it. And so I was able to speak and I also had a booth. And luckily I'm a little bit lazy this way. I did not take out my books. So I was selling my, one of my bestsellers, which is, What Self-Love Got to Do with It. So they were in my car. My banner was in my car. So I'm like, awesome. I can even actually have material on my booth, at my booth with my banner, sell my books. And I teach people. So here's a really great hint. When you are at events, okay, have a booth, always have a way to follow up with people. The sales are in the follow-up, okay? That's a huge, huge, huge thing that so many people for some reason don't know, okay? It's the follow-up that matters. You don't make the sales at the event, okay? Oftentimes, it's in the follow-up. I have spoken at lots of events. This is why I teach my clients. And it's like created, one of my events created $36,000. Okay. From just speaking 1 hour, having a booth, following up with people. Okay. 36K after later. So this is what I teach my clients. So if you're like, I need to learn how to do that, then get on a call with me. Okay, you can DM me Soul Ascension as well. Okay, so let's talk about my morning routine. Every morning. Lately, I've been waking up at 6 a.m. And I will open my records. So if you really need to know, I go to the bathroom first. Okay. And then I change into my workout clothes and then I go downstairs. We live in the 2-level and I open my records. Nope. Sorry. I take my supplements. So I have water and I take Thrive Nutrition. And if you're interested in that, just let me know. I have an affiliate code. And I take, so multivitamin, I take BCAAs, aminos. Okay, and then I take, so what that does is it, because I'll be working out soon. Okay, and so it will help with muscle growth. It will help with muscle recovery. And so I will also take a Shakeology drink. So that helps with pre-workout stuff. Okay, so can you know, that's not my area of expertise. I just take this stuff, okay? And so I go into my records and I ask my guides, you know, how shall you have me be today? What's important for messages that I need, that need to come through? They should have warned me. I'm just kidding. I'm like, they should have warned me that I was going to be doing the show by myself. I'm just kidding. Okay. And then I sit in the records for a while. Sometimes I journal. Sometimes if I feel called, I'll journal. Sometimes I'll pull cards, but not always. I do that for, let's say, about 20 minutes. And then I will go work out. Sometimes I meditate. Depending on the time. If I woke up at 5:30, I have more time, so I don't have to rush because, you know, mom life. And so I'll work out for 20 minutes to 30 minutes. I do Beachbody. Okay. One of my clients is my Beachbody coach, Kristen Shealy. She's amazing. So if you guys need a Beachbody coach, you need some support, because I'm the type of person that doesn't, like, I used to love going to a gym, but I don't want to make that time to get ready, to drive to the gym, to go, you know, not going to do that anymore. So I love just opening up, choosing program I love, and just 20, 30 minutes, done. And then wake up my kids. Dan's awake usually. So we're, you know, getting them ready and making breakfast, things like that. And then I will, once we walk them to the bus stop, they're so cute. They just started taking the yellow school bus and they love it. And it's so nice. And then, you know, I'm just getting ready for my day. And I might add a social media post, you know, I might be WhatsApping my friends while I'm getting ready. Sometimes I like to multitask. I don't know if it's always the best thing, to be honest, but I'm a manifesting generator, so I can do that. But definitely I can't keep up with it if I was to, you know, multitask all the time. I definitely need my focus time. And then I will go through my day. So usually I may have a call with a client. I usually have no more than 3 clients a day. Usually, unless, you know, I'm traveling, then I might have extra clients. I might have a discovery call, like different things like that. Okay. And yeah, I'm checking in with my team, seeing if anything, you know, what we need to get organized, things like that. Sometimes, truth be told, my team's checking in with me. It's like, oh, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay. So, you know, it's really about getting clarity about it. It's the setting the tone of your day. I mean, that's actually what I'd like us to move into, is setting the tone of your day. So no matter if maybe you start your day in feeling like an overwhelm, or feeling like you're just like, oh my gosh, like I gotta do this and this and this, and your to-do list is big, let's take a moment to pause. Because the thing is, you can always reset. You don't have to, just because you started off on, you know, sometimes we feel like we start off on the wrong side of the bed kind of thing. But it doesn't mean that you need to continue in that frequency. You have sovereignty. You can pause. And the quickest way, again, is what? That's right. Through your body, through your breath, right? And just being able to shift, not letting your ego run the show, not letting the anxiety run the show, which is related to the thoughts that the ego is putting out there, right? And I always drink tons of water. In fact, I have it right here. If you're watching this on the show, you'll see I'm holding a 2-liter bottle. I probably drink at least 3 liters, if not 4 liters a day. It literally keeps my energy up. Water, just plain water. Sometimes I'll put a little bit of electrolytes to make sure I'm getting, you know, that's not flushing out some of the nutrients in my body. But it's really important that you're drinking water. And that is literally number one thing I think people see as a huge difference is we're not drinking enough water. We're drinking way too much coffee, which, by the way, I don't drink. So it's just not good for my gut. I look like I'm preggo. Like, it's not good. So as much as it tastes good and everything, I just, yeah, not my thing. So I drink tons of water. And just drinking even more water helps me. So if I'm feeling tired, I will drink more water. Sometimes I'll have like an Arbonne Fizz Stick, which I love, because it just helps me feel more energized. But for the most part, I just love plain water. All right, my loves. So let's move into a meditation, light language activation to support you in what wants to come through. Grounding is the word I'm hearing. Just grounding back home to yourself. Because we are busy beings, aren't we, my loves? And we can get lost in the busyness. We can get lost in the overwhelm. We can get lost in comparing ourselves and feeling like we're not enough. And that's not the truth. Those are lies. You are enough. And so I'm going to invite you to come inward. You can close your eyes or have a soft gaze. And just take your breath in and then sighing out. And as you sigh out, imagine anything that doesn't serve or support you starting to melt away. It's a resource you have is your imagination. And we always have it. We just, as we grow older, as we get socialized, we forget about this very powerful resource. So handing over anything that doesn't serve or support, stress, anxiety, tiredness, back down to Mother Earth, handing it to her to transmute it into positive energy. You can even see if there's a color as it melts off your body and into the ground. And I invite you to imagine yourself as a tree, your feet as roots. And imagine Mother Earth's warm, unconditional loving energy moving up and connecting with your roots beneath your feet. This beautiful white divine light energy moving into your feet, your ankles, your shins and calves, your knees and the front and the back. Letting this beautiful white divine energy of Mother Earth moving into your thighs, your hamstrings, your hips, right through your perineum. That soft spot between your anus and your sex organs, and into your root chakra right there, the base of your spine. Just taking a breath in. This is a grounding, rooting sense of safety, energy center. And then breathing out. As you breathe out, imagine grounding in your energy to Mother Earth again. You can do it out loud. Feeling the power. Breathing into your root chakra again. Let's breathe here twice. Expanding. You can see a red lotus flower opening up as you breathe in this area. feel yourself feeling even more grounded. And then as you breathe out, grounding down again, right into the depths of Mother Earth. And then breathing in again up to your root chakra. Beautiful. And then grounding down, feeling your power grounding down. And feel into your power connecting. Feeling the sensations of this light language transmission. There's no right or wrong. Breathing in to what feels most aligned. And then grounding down your power. Rooting. And then just regulating your breath. And feeling into the sensations in your body. You might notice some tingling. Maybe you feel a sense of solidness in your core. Or lightness in your heart. Maybe a sense of remembrance of home, something familiar. You might notice some emotions arising, some tears. There's absolutely no right or wrong. Your body is responding to these light codes for clearing, for healing, for activating soul purpose, soul remembrance, your power. Whatever it is that in this moment you need, each and every one of you hearing this will receive it differently. One more breath in. And out, and just notice how you'll keep a piece of this experience with you. Notice an image, word, or phrase. And remember that you can cue yourself back here. This is always available to you. Beautiful. And stay here as long as you'd like. And my hope is that you continue expanding inside so that you continue living in your soul purpose and sharing your message. I love you guys. Thank you.